Welcome to the Daily Verse. My name is Luis Feliz and I am your host. What we do here is we look for practical wisdom in the Bible to guide us through life as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, living in a world that is in desperate need of direction. All right, if you see me, right, looking in two cameras because I'm actually recording the podcast and I'm also going live here on Instagram to share, you know, the verse of today. So let's go right to it. Let's go to the verse of today that I'm going to share is from Romans 8:1. And if you've been following my podcast, at the beginning, I used to share a devotional or kind of like a journal entry from when I read the scriptures. But then, you know, after, I don't know, a couple of months of doing this, one day as I was at church and I was worshiping on the youth service, man, I'm singing a song and all of a sudden the words come to my mind and says, like, the word of God is good enough. And I instantly was convicted on what to do. I was like, okay, listen, from now on, I don't know to when, but what I'm going to do is I'm only going to share the scripture and allow the word of God, which is more than good enough. That was the theme. The word of God is more than good enough by itself to provide the transformation, the change, the inspiration, whatever the word of God needs to do. I trust that the Holy Spirit is going to do that for you as a listener on my podcast. And now I'm going to do the live. I'm going to do live and the podcast at the same time. It doesn't hurt anything. You just flip it up my phone and just turn on live and let the Holy Spirit move whomever to listen in and perhaps, you know, receive an insight, you know, that before hearing this word, these words was not there. Okay. So that's why I'm doing the podcast in this way right now. And let's find today's scripture. Today's scripture comes from Romans 1. And by now, if you're not familiar with Romans is Paul's letter to the Romans. And it's pretty much like his statement of faith. Honestly, it's his declaration of what the Christian life ought to be. So let's go. It's only one verse. Are you ready? Let's go. It is Romans 8:1, and it says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." That's it, folks. Just one verse. I'm going to repeat it again. And I'm not going to give you, you know, what I think of this verse. I've journaled this verse. I've written about it. And every time I revisit it, there's always something new. But my goal or my wish for you is that as you hear these words, that you rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you, to perhaps move you in a certain way so that you may learn something new. So perhaps you have a deeper relationship with God. You can trust Him even more, or a new understanding of the way that you see the world or the way that you see yourself may become available to you. Often, you know, I'm a content creator. So often we think that, hey, we have all the wisdom. Let me tell you what I want. Let me tell you what I think is correct. Let me tell you what I think is the way to interpret this verse. And now when I heard that word at church that said the word of God is good enough by itself, it was conviction for me. I'm like, you know what? Okay, God, I heard you now. I heard you loud and clear. I'm going to share your word. I have questions when I read the word of God. And like right now, I read this. This is the verse again, Romans 8, verse 1. It says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." So now I start thinking, okay, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And I know that the Holy Spirit did not write that, you know, haphazard. It was not just some words that he inspired Paul to write for no reason. So there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. So was I condemned before knowing Christ? That's a question that I asked myself. Was I condemned according to the scriptures? Yes, I was. It didn't matter, you know, what I did, how I behaved. My actions did not matter. So there was condemnation. Sometimes, you know, you see, and I still want to do it. I still want to start talking and tell you how I interpret this verse. But the goal for me is for you, you know, as the listener, as the audience, for you to start developing that muscle. Sometimes, and I'm telling you from experience, it's very easy for us to just simply become consumers of the word of God. Just consume, just to sit back and just be like, okay, entertain me, pastor or preacher or communicator or whomever it is. And I believe that God wants more of us. When I mean more, not like I'll try harder, but to actually devote some time to really try to get to know Him. And the best way to get to know God is by meditating on His word. I'm reminded of the book of Joshua 8, Joshua 1, verses 6 to 8. And I'm paraphrasing the end, but I like when it says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything that's written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. So that verse always sticks to me when it comes to meditating on the word of God. He says, meditate on the word day and night. Well, anyways, I kind of ramble away from this verse. So again, Romans 8, verse 1, what does that, you know, stir up in you when you hear? So now, like today, 2023, you're listening to this right now live on the podcast. You're going to listen to it later. But when you hear, so now, today, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Listen, if you are walking through life, you know, this is what I think. If I'm walking through life feeling condemned, you know, maybe get to know Jesus. Get to know Jesus and see what happens. All right, so I'm going to pray us out of here and allow the Holy Spirit to do whatever he needs to do to move us. All right, so we can draw closer to him. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of life. You know, thank you so much for the opportunity to share your word. Thank you so much for these platforms that we have right here, right now, that we can use in order to, you know, create some sense of community as we get closer and closer to you by studying your word. God, I pray that you remove any obstacles in the lives of those who are listening to these words right now, so that way the Holy Spirit can do the amazing work that it does, God, to renew the spirit, to renew the lives, to renew the faith of those who are listening. And if there's anybody there that's out here that's listening to this, that's suffering from anxiety, depression, you know, doubt, fear, and they feel overwhelmed in life, God, I pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, God, that you minister to them, that you bring comfort and healing to those who are suffering. We pray for everybody that's experiencing loss because of war, because of battles and fights and violence. God, that you provide a comfort and a sense of peace that human understanding cannot comprehend, God. Something that only you can do. God, and I pray that as you use me, God, to remove any distractions from my own life, from my own way of interpreting the word, God, you remove me out of the way so that way I can surrender and allow the work of the Holy Spirit to flow as it needs to flow. I pray that these words land in fertile soil so that fruits, you know, are harvested by those who are prepared and equipped to do the harvesting for you, God. And I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right. So yes, my friends, that is all. If you find this valuable, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And for those of you that are watching live, I don't know, share the live with somebody that you think may enjoy it. And I think I have somebody send me a request here. But either way, I'm going to close the podcast. I'll stay here in the live for a few minutes and see what's up. But thank you for listening to the podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you. Bye.